is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In just a few hours, President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office for a second time.
Inauguration Day begins with the service at St. John's Church, followed by tea at the White House. The president-elect will then head to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to be sworn in at noon and make a speech, which you can now watch from Capitol One Arena. The presidential parade will also take place there, and the newly sworn-in President Trump says he'll make an appearance to wave to his supporters. Afterwards, Trump will head back to the White House for an Oval Office signing ceremony, and then in the evening he'll attend three inaugural balls. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
After he's president, Trump is expected to sign dozens of executive actions.
Audiences across the nation cheered as President-elect Trump promised to act on day one to secure the nation's borders.
I got elected because of the border the first time, and I think I got elected largely because of the border the third time.
Immigration expert Mark Jones says there's a message for those here illegally.
Trump's trying to give them a little bit of a nudge, saying, if you stay here, you run the risk of being deported and losing everything.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
At a pre-inauguration rally, Trump took credit for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas.
Perhaps most beautiful of all, this week we achieved an epic ceasefire agreement as a first step toward lasting peace in the Middle East. And this agreement could only have happened as a result of our historic victory in November.
Three Israeli hostages were released, as well as dozens of Palestinians detained by Israel. It is a familiar sound across the Northeast. Plows have been clearing roads as snow falls and temperatures plunge. Parts of West Virginia have gotten more than a foot of snow this weekend. Ohio State and Notre Dame meet in the national title game tonight. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz is covering that.
And Fighting Irish head coach Marcus Freeman says a team-first mentality got them to this point.
It takes 120 guys saying, "No, who cares how many plays I get? Who cares what type of individual praise I get? It's all for Notre Dame."
Also on the mind of Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day.
There's some guys on his team today that I believe will become legends in Ohio State history.
It's been a decade since Ohio State last won a national title. Notre Dame hasn't won one since 1988.
The draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man went for $508,000 at a weekend auction.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
They were written on two sheets of yellow paper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's not tracking us these days?
10 brands of fitness equipment evaluated by Consumer Reports may be tracking your personal information.
Marital status, dietary habits, hobbies, interests, video data, clothing, shoe size, how you smell.
Consumer Reports privacy expert Steve Blair suggests not including personal data on equipment forms. In addition,
they may collect additional data from, say, a fitness tracker that you attach to the device. And they also get information from social media networks and other companies.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The Kiki Palmer comedy One of Them Days opened in first place at the box office charts on a particularly slow Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. It earned $11.6 million, just slightly beating Disney's Mufasa, The Lion King. The horror flick Wolfman opened in third with $10.6 million. It was overall one of the slowest MLK holiday weekends since 1997. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cold weather advisory in effect tonight into Tuesday. Mostly clear tonight, a low near -4. Wind chills as cold as 20 below. On Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny and frigid. A high near 5 above. Wind chill values, though, between 15 below and 25 below. Right now, 2 below.
WRKN. Can't buy me love. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
What a good thing I got. She means to go. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
solution, cause I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried. I can't get no. When I'm watching my TV, and a man comes on and tells me how white my shirts could be, but he can't be a man cause he doesn't smoke the same cigarettes as me. I can't get no. No.
Oh, 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You, my brown-eyed girl, do
sing.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Two girls for every boy.
mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's bus wagons clutter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Thank you.
the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
And starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
CBS News Brief. In just a few hours, Donald Trump will be president again.
The curtain closes on four long years of American decline, and we begin a brand new day of American strength and prosperity, dignity and pride.
Mr. Trump could sign some 200 executive actions after his inauguration, including one dealing with immigration. Mark Jones is an immigration expert.
If he limits his actions to people with criminal records or people who were already ordered to be deported after their asylum case was denied, then he's likely to be on firmer ground with much less backlash.
Millions of people are in a deep freeze. CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan says the Gulf Coast will even get a taste of winter.
We're looking at snowfall for places like Houston, which is like 4 to 5 inches of snow into Houston and New Orleans, and ice accumulations upwards of a quarter of an inch of ice.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
is CBS News on the Hour.